this is an example of the first type. In this instrument, in Carlaz, the instrument, removal of three small cysts, kidney cysts, was the removal of material that had no spiritual importance for her. Thus, these growths remained dematerialized after her own psychic surgery experience. In Carla's other psychic surgery, the second type of healing, her kidneys were carefully offered a new configuration of beingness, which is health, which she embraced. However, this particular portion of her total self, the kidneys, carried a great deal of emotional, mental, and spiritual charge for her, due to the fact that they had caused her great illness, which then led to a certain set of events which culminated in her conscious decision to be of service. This is her personal history. Her weakness, kidney problems, led her ultimately to her decision to be a channel. Therefore, any objective scanning of her renal complex would still indicate the rather extreme dysfunctional aspect which it showed previous to her psychic surgery experience, although the essential spiritual and physical healing had been successful and her health improved. So the healing was successful, but scanning by testing would still indicate extreme dysfunctional aspect, just as before the surgery, but she is well. Her healing, her health is better. The key to successful healing lies not in the continuation of the dematerialized illness to the eye of the beholder, but rather lies in the choosing of the newly materialized configuration which exists in time-space. Time-space means invisible inner planes, the non-visible, non-physical portion of our being. The physical is considered space-time. So, true healing is subjective, non-physical, and internal to the person seeking it. I'm not sure where the surgery was done, so I don't know. It was actually, I think, if you'd have to look at the introduction, I believe, to the raw material. In the first volume, there's an introduction that she talks about it more. I don't think that it was done. I think it was done by a woman named Panchita, which is like a Spanish name. She talks about Panchita, whoever that is, some Filipina lady. Different than that other place. So it's interesting. Healing then takes place in time-space, the etheric body. In theosophy, they say all healing is etheric healing. Change of the internal configuration of, in this case, energy body. So there's also the case, you know, of people who have some serious illness, like a cancer, go to a healer, go to a spiritual teacher, and don't get physical healing. However, their mind and heart is at ease, and they can live with it well. This is also a case with AIDS patients or HIV-positive people who might get some healing or do some treatment, and they still are HIV-positive, but they're well. They're not ill. They're not sick. They have no symptoms, and they live with it. Maybe objective testing shows HIV-positive forever, but they don't get sick. They don't die from it. They go on and on and on. So that's another interesting story. It's a little different, complicated, but it's related. So that's an important teaching here, that number one, some illness has no emotional, mental, or spiritual interest, and other illness does. And all healing is etheric healing, or it occurs in time-space. And some of the illness, or illness that has no charge, emotional, mental, spiritual charge, could be by genetic arrangement or chance genetic arrangement. I frankly would question Ra further and ask, if the person by higher self chooses the body and genetics, how can it be chance? Who knows? I would say it's still karmic rebalancing or necessary and chosen, but it may not have a charge. That's all I can say. When it does have a charge, however, and some kind of psychic surgery happens or spiritual healing, it could be that an observer or objective testing or scanning would still show the disease or dysfunctionality of the organ of the system, same test results, but the person has fine health. and their heart and mind is at ease. So that's interesting. And you also see the principle that some forms of illness lead to major life decisions, like in Carla's case, the conscious decision to be of service as a channel, because of her extreme weakness, because of the pain and the illness. She reevaluated her priorities and life values and moved towards offering herself as a channel. So that's very nice. Let's see. I think that's as much as we can do. Our 2 hours has gone fast. It's pretty deep stuff, and I think it's a really lovely lovely and useful foundational understanding of what healing is, what the healer does, how the patient and the healer relate, what transfer of light is, and the difference between objective and non-objective results of healing, and different types of illness that have charge or don't have charge. So thank you, everybody, again. I really, really appreciate it. It's my great pleasure, actually, to be here. It's deeply healing and valuable for me, too. So thank you, everybody. Hope to see you and speak with you all next week, and enjoy the rest of the evening. Okay? Goodbye.